is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello, hi there. Thank you so much for joining us yet again on this week's episode of Crunch Weekly with TK. On this episode of our podcast, we are discussing relationships and dating in the 21st century. There are a lot of people out there in many various kinds of relationships, whether you call it friends with benefits, a couple, a throuple, or open marriages. So I would like to know, what are your views on such relationships, and do you think they work out? Do you find them immoral, or is it just another label that you could care less about? Now, the normal relationship mode that we have come to know and come across is dead. Just like people before used to aspire to marriage and upholding those vows, and it was seen as an achievement by both men and women, even financial institutions and businesses are seen or were seen as stable and constant if the owners or the owner had a ring and a certificate that binds him or her to a person, in turn making them married. However, this generation seems to be pioneering in that space of creating a more somewhat liberal and somewhat distorted version of what past relationships and what marriage used to be. Essentially, being in an open relationship or polygamy or polyamory is having the open lines of communication with your spouse or your partner, being honest with yourselves, and being open to see other people, whether that is together or separately. That part obviously comes with what you and your spouse are comfortable with. Some even go the length of having and exploring the option of having a third person in their relationship. So instead of the traditional two people in a relationship, they instead have two or three. So it is 1, 2, 3, whether that is a man or a man, or a man and a woman, or a man and a man and another man, that is totally up to you. I have never seen a generation more obsessed about dating, or with dating rather, than my own generation, the 80s and 90s kids. I'm talking about you guys. Yeah, we are so obsessed with dating. If you go on social media, it's all about dating this and dating that, dating drama that. And we're so consumed with it. We're consumed with the dating and the sex aspect of it. And that there is nowhere as to go but to really be honest and to really explore the options when it comes to this. Especially with all the dating sites and social media posts. Yeah, guys. Thirst traps. Yo, I would say we need to stop, but I would be lying because I'm here for this kind of content and some of the relationships that are on my timeline. But what we should not forget, though, is the honesty part of it. Unfortunately, there are so many terms and actions that come with it, like ghosting or blue ticking, and then the old-fashioned block. Whereas before we had monogamy and polygamy, and that was even as complex to dissect and understand fully. The normal views of what a relationship is and what it can be was just those two archetypes. But seemingly now we have so many different types of relationships, and the finer details are no longer set out but what is deemed acceptable by society. Now add polyamorous, now add friends with benefits, transactional relationships, open relationships, many more to the list. All these types of relationships have their own rules with their own terms and conditions, and what makes those people involved in them get satisfaction from them. Now, looking back at what monogamy was or is, and the values that it stands for, and how you can conduct yourself, or how you should rather conduct yourself in a monogamous relationship, is far way different to those I have just mentioned. And in hindsight, thinking about it, the people that are or have been involved in monogamous relationships in prior years find it quite simple to cheat or to go out and have other relations with other people as long as their partner does not know. Now, that for me is something that is a no-go. And I would understand it's a no-go for a lot of people as well. Because if you are choosing to be this type of person or choosing a specific type of relationship, then surely you must be able to abide and stick to it. And in hindsight, thinking about it, actually, I would ask or pose the question to you, would you be able to be in a monogamous relationship and really think about it? Because being in a monogamous relationship means that you have sex with just one person for the rest of your life. Or maybe you would like to try something different, like an open marriage or an open relationship. You know, going back to the whole cheating, I asked a group of people, sometime a while ago about the subject of monogamy versus openness or poly, etc. And most people still have this view that what you don't know won't hurt you. It's better to cheat than to be in something that is so honest and so truthful, like an open relationship. And I find that to be quite disappointing. But at least they are honest in that regard. Or shall I say, how are they honest really? Because that is not honesty. And each to their own, but we have seen how cheating and going behind someone's back can create mental problems and blocks for that person experiencing it. So why not rather be honest about your sexcapades and honest about what you and your partner are into, be it sexually or romantically, whatever the case may be. Look at couples like Will and Jada. They obviously have never come out and said it, but... or confirmed it, but they have been alleged to be in an open marriage for years now. And with Jada's recent entanglement debacle with Augusta Alsina, and them still being together, it obviously proves on face value that they are doing something right. And this doesn't mean that it works for everyone being in these kinds of relationships. You can't force it. Both of you have to be interested in pursuing that, and then I would presume you have in-depth conversations about it and how it is going to work out. I'm not a believer of what you don't know won't hurt you, because eventually the truth comes out. And when it does, if it was something like cheating, you would be upset or mortified about it, obviously. I know you probably think it can't be, that people cannot be in an open relationship and it works out. Or some might even say love is jealous and whatnot, but in all honesty, the very same people, granted not everyone, but some of them are the very same ones to go out and do crazy, wretched shit like cheating. So remember, you go into a relationship knowing what you want from it and who you are. So why not be honest if you want to still see other people? At the end of the day, I'm sure you grow from those experiences, and you should know which side your bread is buttered, so to speak. And then you will not have a problem with it. So remember that saying, don't knock it till you try it. Well, that part, guys, that part. Sadly, that's my 2 cents worth on 21st century dating. Stressful stuff, yeah, I know. Yikes. Do I post her or don't I? Are we Instagram official or not? Ish, yeah, but we love it. We love it anyway, guys. So remember to subscribe. You can also drop me a comment on the comment section on what you would like to hear and see, and turn those notifications on Twitter at MACNLA to get more on the latest topics and podcasts. That's it from me this week, guys. Till next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.